SoFi's 388K crypto products made just 1.2 meters in Q2. SoFi Technologies disclosed that it had 388,336 crypto products active in the second quarter of 2026, yet net crypto transaction revenue for the same period came to only $1.2 million, according to a July 31 report circulated by CryptoSlate, citing the company's Q2 results. Split evenly, that is about $3 of transaction revenue per product over 3 months. The number lands during a flat market. As of July 31, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $64,285, up 0.3% on the day, but down 1.5% on the week, while Ether sits around 1,906. The Fear and Greed Index reads 37 in fear territory. This is not a quarter where a speculative frenzy inflated trading volumes, which makes the adoption versus activity gap easier to read cleanly. A wide catalog. A thin till SoFi relaunched crypto trading for its members in late 2025 after exiting the business in 2023 to secure its bank charter. The 388,336 figure counts individual crypto product holdings across its user base, a measure of how many accounts hold at least one crypto position. On paper, it signals reach. The $1.2 million revenue figure is the reality check. Most of those holdings are small, dormant, or bought once and left alone. For a company that reported billions in total net revenue across its lending and financial services segments, $1.2 million from crypto is a rounding error. It tells you the product exists and that people signed up. It does not tell you crypto has become a meaningful revenue line inside a mainstream fintech. The adoption activity divide. The SoFi data restates a pattern the whole sector keeps running into. Onboarding is easy. Sustained spending and trading are not. Millions of people will open a crypto position inside an app they already trust, then do nothing further with it. That divide is the same one crypto payment cards run into. Issuing a card, even to a large base, is straightforward. Getting cardholders to route real monthly spending through it is the hard part, and most programs see activity concentrated among a small share of active users. SoFi's ratio, a large product count, against a small revenue base, is the trading account version of the same story. Broader industry data backs this up. Binance Research, this quarter, found that 94% of Gen Z traders avoid leveraged bets, pointing to a cautious, low-activity retail cohort rather than the high-churn speculators exchanges built their fee models around. When most users hold, rather than transact, transaction revenue stays flat no matter how many accounts open. The read for SoFi and its peers, SoFi's crypto relaunch is still young, so a small revenue base early on is expected. The concern is the shape of it. A 388,336 to $1.2 million ratio suggests engagement, not just enrollment, is the bottleneck. Robinhood, by contrast, posted record Q2 revenue, partly on a genuine trading surge, showing that active crypto users do exist, when the product pulls them in. For SoFi, the levers are familiar. Staking yield to reward holding, cheaper or faster execution to encourage trading, or spending rails that let members actually use crypto balances rather than park them. Until one of those moves activity, the crypto line stays a marketing talking point more than a business. There is also a custody dimension worth naming. Products like SoFi's are custodial, meaning the platform holds user assets. That keeps onboarding simple, but leaves balances exposed to platform risk, the same counterparty concern that surfaces every time a custodian faces stress. Users weighing where to keep crypto they intend to spend increasingly compare that trade-off against self-custody options that let them hold their own keys.